Dozens of venues in western Massachusetts that were forced to close last year during the COVID-19 pandemic have now received federal aid. 2020 was supposed to be a big year for the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. A $21 million major renovation project had just been completed. That year's enshrinement ceremony was to include the inductions of Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. But instead of welcoming thousands of people to the remodeled Hall of Fame with its new touchscreen exhibits and giant video boards, the doors were closed for 5 months. After reopening last summer with strict capacity limits in place, attendance was just 30% of what is typical. The Hoop Hall lost $7 million in revenue, according to Hall of Fame President and CEO John DeLiva.
Bills still had to be paid. Bank loans were due and utilities had to be paid to keep the building open and functional. The physical plant, including landscaping, this was important to us. If you wanted to cut expenses, you could say, let's let the grass grow up and the trees go crazy and stuff. This is an iconic imagery of Springfield. We didn't want to make that happen.
The Hall of Fame recently received almost $4 million in federal aid from the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program, the largest recipient in western Massachusetts. Designed to support theaters, performance venues, and museums that depend on ticket sales, the program offers grants up to 45% of a venue's 2019 revenue, up to a maximum of $10 million.
And it is help that will both sustain us and allow us to remain on a growth trajectory.
The funds were part of the $900 billion pandemic relief package Congress passed last December.
The federal government ordered these venues to close. This was a public safety hazard, and it was the right call.
U.S. Representative Richard Neal said a total of $20 million from the program has been awarded so far to 33 venues in his western Massachusetts district, ranging from the $3.7 million for the Hall of Fame to $11,350 for PDP Productions in Shelburne.
The SBA has done a really good job trying to get these dollars to flow.
A major driver of tourism in western Massachusetts, Hall of Fame attendance this year is up 33% from 2019, according to DeLiva.
Thankfully, the grant has allowed us to do some marketing to bring the business back here. So we're very pleased about that. You don't invest $21 million in a museum and then not tell people about it.
Grants totaling more than $194 million went to nearly 250 Massachusetts venues that had to close due to COVID restrictions. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.